Stay social and
get in touch.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. We have a great show, so make sure you listen every Saturday at 5 o'clock. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. So listen to the Dragons on Saturday. See you then.
It's time for the TLT. So in 2017, prediction, it will be on Sunday, 27th October in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Target Center. We'll start off with the pre-show. Only one of them. Okay, we got Alicia Fox against Sasha Banks. It's an old pre-show match, you know, everyday match. I think Sasha Banks will win that one. On to the next one for the Raw Women's Championship. It's Alexa Bliss, the current champion, against Mickie James. Mickie James will be the new champion. Okay, time for the 5-on-3 handicap table ladder and chair match. We've got the Shield, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins against Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kane, Cesaro, and Sheamus. Basically, you had Braun Strowman and Kane came in. Braun Strowman was mad at the Shield and the Shield powerbombed them through the announce table, and he wants them back. He wants them to get back at them, like, bring it. How Braun Strowman came in. How Kane came in is when he appeared from the canvas apron and interacted between the steel cage match between Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. That's how he came in and Braun Strowman won. Braun Strowman still in and Kane came in. On the next match, we got Emma against the new Raw person debuting from NXT in Table Ladder and Chairs. It'll be Oscar. Remember, the Emperor of Tomorrow most wins ever in NXT, longest reigning women champion, Oscar to win. On to the next thing, we got Kalisto, the current Cruiserweight champion, against Enzo Amore. Kalisto will win, I'm hoping. Next match is the Brian Kendrick against Not a Gentleman Anymore, Jack Gallagher against Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann to win. Next one, a bit controversial, we get the Demon Finn Balor against Sister Abigail. Apparently, it could be either Bray Wyatt in a costume or somebody else. We don't know. The next pay-per-view will be Survivor Series in November.
Hi there, Olivia here. Right now I'm going to ask Sarah some questions, if you don't mind.
No, fire ahead.
Your first question, what is your favourite TV programme and why?
My favourite TV programme is Emmerdale. Mm. Not sure why it's my favourite, but I've watched it since I was a child, so for many years.
Yeah. So. Tell me about any pets you have.
I have two dogs. Mm. They're golden doodles.
Yeah.
One name is Bailey and one's called Raffy.
Ah. Tell me about a holiday you have been abroad.
Now, the last holiday I had abroad was in Egypt, and after 2 days I got so burnt I wanted to come home.
What is your favourite meal?
It has to be a curry.
Ooh. And final question, tell me about the best job you have done in the past.
My favourite job is probably working at St George's. Been here 12 years and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, thank you for asking all of my questions. That's Sarah. Bye.
Hiya, Isabel, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Marion. How
good.
Are you?
Good, yes, yeah, have you had a good week?
Yes, lovely, thanks.
Good. Do you remember when we were young, we always had firework parties or displays in the back garden?
I do indeed, yes. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember my dad always had a sweet tin and he used to put all the fireworks in it and then we'd all go around the back and he'd open his old tin and we'd have the Catherine wheel stuck on the fence and it used to spin, spin, spin and he'd light the fireworks.
Yes, yeah.
Because we don't do that anymore, do we?
No.
Into our own gardens and do fireworks.
I don't even know if it's allowed. I think you've got to have a licence if you have them in it with a do, don't you, with a function.
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't know, I think so. Anyway, we as well, we used to have fireworks in the back garden, but I remember remember my dad erecting this concoction of a thing to put the Catherine wheel on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
I was always worried that it would be wobbly and fall over.
Yeah. And to be absolutely honest, the only firework I really loved was the sparklers.
Oh, I know.
And I love those.
Did your... my dad used to have a metal bucket filled with sand to put them out on. He'd always have a sand bucket
there.
Oh,
no. No, I don't think it's that. Yeah. The same. No. I just remember it all sizzling to the end.
Yeah, and shoving him in a sand.
Yeah, and there was that particular smell, wasn't it? And then you'd go late, or the next day or whatever, you'd go and find the rockets that
yes,
sticks.
Yes, yes. I know, it was such fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Guy Fawkes?
Oh, always.
Did you?
Always had a guy. Yeah, went on the bonfire.
Yeah, we didn't build the bonfire, but I remember making a Guy Fawkes one year and asking for pens for the guy.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that, but we always had a guy that went on the bonfire.
Yeah, it was great fun, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, so treasured memories, really.
Yeah.
Do you go now to bonfire displays? Displays,
yeah. If I've got the grandchildren, yeah, I usually go down to the beach and stand down and watch that one. It's quite spectacular, really.
When David was younger, we used to go to Yarmouth, and they were very good.
Oh.
Yeah. So there we go. Thank you, Isabel.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hits of the week. Number 10 is 1-800-273-8255 by Logic.
Uh-huh.
Number 9, Hunting Me By.
I think it's Stefan Don.
Number 8, Megante by
Jay Bavlin and Willie Willen.
Number 7, Regulento by CNCO and Little Mix.
Number 6,
Dusk Till Dawn by Zane and Sia. Number 5 is Ready Together by Avicii. Number 4 is New Rules by Dua Lipa. Number 3 is Too Good At Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Number 2 is Havana by Camila Cabello. And number 1 is Rockstar by Post Malone. Bye!
Hiya!
Hi, Marion.
You all right?
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Gosh, you were keen then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So what's happening? What's happening on the island?
October half term, fossil walks.
Okay, and what's happening?
During the week, if the tides are low, there will be guided fossil walks. There are 5 walks.
And where are they from?
Three from Yeverland, Monday the 23rd to Wednesday the 25th of October.
Mm-hmm.
One at Shanklin, Thursday the 26th of October.
Yeah, and what's the last one then?
Brook Bay, Friday the 27th of October.
Okay, and what will people see?
People will see the world famous dinosaur footcast.
And what does that mean?
Dinosaur feet.
So where they've been stalking?
Yeah,
that's interesting, isn't it? I'd love to see that. Where should they contact?
They should contact Dinosaur Island Museum in Sandown.
Yeah, and what's their telephone number?
The telephone number is 01983-404344.
What's the price for adults to go?
£5.
What about children?
Children ages 3 to 15 are £4.
That's not bad.
Option 1 is family, 2 adults and 2 children, 16.50.
Mm-hmm.
Option 2, family, 2 adults and 3 children, 19.50.
Any concessions?
Pensioners or students are £4.
And what about booking? Do you have to do it?
Booking is essential.
So it's a must?
Yes.
Yeah? And the phone number, just this last bit, one more time.
01983-404-344.
And what time does it open?
10 to 12.
Okay, that's brilliant.
All right, thank you, Maren.
Thank you.
So that is it from the Dragon St. George's. It's goodbye from Olivia, Mahey, Oscar, and myself, Jane. Have a good week, and make sure you listen in next week. www.vectisradio.com.